right, now we have a good couple question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Love these couple questions. A few months ago, this is a lady, got engaged to a wonderful man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind, sweet, and I love him very much.
Mm-hmm.
When I met him, he was upfront about his past, which included a lot of drugs and illicit activities. When a friend of his overdosed and decided to get clean, it's been 5 years and he's been doing great. So,
wow, that's great.
So he's gotten clean. He stopped doing whatever he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is his past caught up to him. He was arrested this week after an associate was swept up in a bust and outed my fiance's previous activities. So my fiance isn't completely sure when he did these things he's accused of because he was so high he doesn't remember.
That's terrible.
So now things are up in the air because he's looking at 2 to 5 years in jail.
Oh no.
Because this associate of his dragged him into this.
That sounds like an excuse.
But still, okay, so you met a guy, he tells you on the first date, look, I'm a bad guy. Mm-hmm, I did some bad things in the past. I did a lot of drugs.
Right.
I robbed a bank. I stole a car, but I'm not doing that no more. I'm clean. You know, as of 5 years ago, I haven't done any of this, and I'm not going to do it anymore. Then he gets arrested. His past catches up to him. You're looking at 2 to 5 years. He's in jail.
Bullshit.
But you're looking at 2 to 5 years. He's in jail.
Listen to me. If he hasn't done any of these things in 5 years, there's something in this country called a statute of limitations. And these little minor things that you're talking about would fall under the category of statute of limitations.
Well, let's say he robbed a bank and he was high. And that's no statute.
I see. Okay.
That can go on forever. So
not forever.
Do you call off the wedding? Do you not marry this guy? Because this guy's going to be out of pocket for 5 years. And then when he gets out of jail, good luck finding a job. Because it's hard to get a job.
Here's something you need to know. The statute of limitations on bank robbery is 2 to 5 years. Most states, it's closer to 3. So if he's been clean for 5 years, there's nothing he could have gotten caught up in. So somebody's lying about something.
Okay. So,
you know what I mean? Like, so if he has a past and it's in his past, not a problem. But if he has a past that suddenly has caught up to him, then that is your present. That is not the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things you're talking about, if they were in the past, that would, it's again, statute of limitations. He could not get dinged for bank robbery 5 years later in most states. So that doesn't make any sense. So he's lying. He's lying. He's either done something in the past year or so, or certainly the past year or two, or he's still doing it, one or the other.
Okay.
So that's the bigger issue. He's lying.
But you love the guy. He says he's clean. Are you waiting or are you breaking up with him before he even goes to jail?
I'm breaking up with him because he lied to me. If he was honest and he's like, listen, I've been clean for 5 years, but last year I had a little bit of a problem.
Okay, let's say it's 1 year. He's been clean for 1 year, but it's now catching up to him. Do you stand by his side or are you gone?
It depends what he did.
Robbed the bank.
Robbed a bank. Unless you have a head injury and you did it because something's wrong with your frontal lobe and you didn't know what you were doing. But even then, I'm not staying with you. Sorry. I'm not, because I don't want to be involved in the criminal circles. You know what I mean? On the off chance that he ever wants to go back to it, it's an option. If you've done it before, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying people get clean and they're completely clean, but the fact that he's now gone to prison for something that he supposedly used to do he doesn't do anymore, that's problematic. If I met a guy and he said to me, listen, I just want you to know, I've done time. I used to be a piece of shit, but now I'm completely clean. I'm a good human being. I'm not like that at all anymore. Fine. I'm sticking around.
Mm.
But if it's happening in the present, no,
Okay, nope. But let's say it's 5 years. He's in jail. Then he goes back. You still staying with him?
I'm not waiting.
No. You're not waiting. Because you have to go to that jail, and you got to sit behind that glass. You got to pick up that thing that everybody else touches and put it up to your face.
Ew, germs.
And you have to go talk. You see him in jail. That's no fun.
Yeah, no, no matter who I'm with, if they did any, even like white collar crime or anything, like anybody that I am with, even now, if my boyfriend did something criminal and ended up getting arrested, it's over. I'm not playing that.
How about Joe gets a job? He steals money from work, gets caught.
You don't go to jail for that usually.
But if you stick him with him? How about if he bought you something pretty?
He works for himself, so that would mean he'd have to be stealing from himself or
me. I'm saying if he got a job.
If he got a job. That's adorable. No, I mean, actually, no, because I don't want to be with somebody who's stealing from work at this age. I mean, listen, when you're in your 20s, you do stupid shit. That's a different story. Like, mm-hmm. I'm willing to forgive that sort of thing. But now that you're an adult, if you're still doing this stuff once you're hashtag adulting, no thank you.
Okay, so you're telling this lady to run, pretty much.
Run, because he's lying.
He's a good man now. Now I hate his past. What should I do?
You say not his past. It's not his past. It's his present. You and are dealing with
your
it
present
right
too, lady.
Now it's your present. It's his present. Again, if it was his past, you know, if he did drugs in the past, if he did any of this stuff in the past, and it's behind him, and he's different. Why judge him? Go for it. He's changed his life. That's awesome. People change their lives all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's the present. It's happening right now to you and to him.
Got it.
Yeah. What do you say?
I don't know. I mean, it I don't know. I mean, you know, for 5 years where they're at. They're not out cheating on you. You know, right. So you can go.
Who said they're not cheating on you just because they're in prison?
Well, not really. I mean, they're not sleeping at girl. I don't know.
Sex is sex. If I found out my boyfriend was banging some other guy, he's still cheating on me. It's still cheating. It doesn't matter whether it's a male or a female. It's still cheating.
See, that would be my luck. I would go to jail and then you would come and see me behind the glass and go, I know you're cheating on me. The hell are you talking about? I'm in jail. How the hell am I cheating on you? I'm not cheating on you. Trust me. I'm here. I'm in my cell 23 and a half hours a day. They let me go play basketball for 30 minutes. I go back to my cell. I'm in my cell by myself. And you probably still think I'm cheating on you.
David Seeley agrees. He says, no jail people for me.
None. Yeah, because that's a hard sell after jail getting a job. It really is.
Right.
I mean, there are places that will hire ex-convicts, and good for them for doing it. But it's just so hard to get a job nowadays without that.
Right. Right.
You.
Right. So, no, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But like I said, you know where they're at.
That's a good point.
You know, you don't have to say, where were you last night? Well, yeah, you know, I did in my cell. I was playing the harmonica in my cell. That's what I was doing.
Aha, you're lying. You don't play the harmonica.
I do now. I took it up. I've been reading the Bible, playing harmonica and doing push-ups.
That's so really, you become a cliche.
Exactly. That's the only thing to do. What else do you have to do? I've learned to read and I'm writing music.
I've learned the harmonica.
See, I don't know how people, you know, I look at shows with jails and I just don't know how people do it because when I'm at work, I just want to leave and go home and sit in front of my TV.
Right.
Just knowing that you can't for the next 5 years.
Right.
That would be horrible.
Yeah.